Welcome to the Classical Academy's podcast, Partnering with Parents. Join us as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, Executive Director for the Classical Academies, and welcome back to another podcast. Today we're going to be talking about what high school students wish their parents knew. Pretty exciting to have Dalton and Gabby with us this morning, so welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Excellent. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about yourselves.
I'm Gabby. I'm a senior at Classical. I'm also ASB president, and I am the oldest of three children, and my brother's in high school, and I have a younger sister.
Excellent.
My name is Dalton. I am also a senior at Classical Academy High School, and this year I'm the senior class president, and I'm involved in sports here, and I also do some acting on the side.
Perfect. Perfect. So tell us, what's the hardest part about being a teenager?
I would say that it's like all the different pressures that we face, like pressures from our friends, from our parents, from school, and just like this is a really tumultuous time and we're trying to figure out who we are and what we want to do with our lives.
Right, like Gabby said, like this is such a crucial part of our lives. Like after this, like what we choose to do now is pretty much we have a path set for us. So yeah, it's just kind of like hard to have to choose that path now so early on. Mm-hmm. Just like not really knowing what you want entirely yet.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, what are some of the things that maybe the adults don't understand about being a teenager?
I would say that things are very different than they used to be. Like back then, you know, you could just kind of screw around in school and have like a B average and go to a good school, but that's not really the case anymore. Like you have to put in a lot of hard work and you can't just like expect that you're going to succeed in life if you don't like prepare and put in the planning.
Right. Yeah. I got so many emails from colleges saying that this is like a record-breaking applicant pool this year.
Yeah.
And so that's a little scary to hear, just knowing that it keeps getting more and more competitive. Like as we go on, just going off what Gabby said, and like of course social media now, it totally changes the game for us because you always know what's going on in your friends' lives. But one thing that I think that parents don't entirely understand is that social media is not as bad as they think it is. Like, okay. It does have negative aspects of it, but it's like pretty much been a more of a positive thing in my life.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Yeah, like parents have a very negative view of social media and how like private accounts can be like dangerous. But in my experience, people's private accounts are just kind of like, I'm sad because I failed my math test. Like it's not anything too terrible. It's
horrific.
Just like, yeah, it's just like sharing like your daily life with people that are close to you. And that makes it easier for us to communicate.
And I feel like the parents get worried sometimes because they can't see everything that's going on. But I personally think that's healthy just because it's kind of letting the children, you know, like have a taste of independence.
Creating some boundaries, maybe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially at this age when you're thinking already about your independence and going off to school, maybe there should be some, you know, looser, you know, opportunities with parents to say, okay, you know what, let me trust you in these areas and you can move forward.
And I think you learn best just by, you know, having the ball in your court and learning that way.
That's what my mom says. Experience is the best teacher.
Exactly. Well, especially if you're able to try something and fail while you're still at home is much better than trying something brand new and completely failing when you're on your own when you're 29 or something.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So what would you say was the hardest years growing up and why?
Well, obviously, I think Gabby's going to agree, but middle school was definitely rough. Just because, you know, everything's changing. You're going from, like, this elementary setting that's, like, just very controlled. And, you know, you're just kind of, like, going with it to, like, more of a high school setting where you choose what you're doing and your friends aren't always just, like, in one big group. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to figure out where you belong after that. So, yeah, just middle school is definitely a little rough just having such a transition like that.
Yep, that's universal. I'm pretty sure everyone didn't like middle school. It's tough. It's like the first taste of independence and kind of getting to choose your own friends and people are going through different things. So I definitely had somewhat of a rough middle school years, but I've gotten past it now. So it's all good.
Yeah, it's just all good. A lot of firsts. I remember when one of my friends got a girlfriend and we're like, we're doing that now? Yeah. It was just weird to see all that happen. But it's definitely like good to be there, you know, just... It's good that we're all in this weird, rough, transitional time together.
So talk to us about some of the lessons you've learned in high school.
The main lesson that I've learned is that success requires planning and preparation. So my mom helped me a lot during high school by like helping me figure out what classes I was going to take. And I had to take on some of that responsibility by like making sure that I had all my stuff up to date in my classes and just was like in charge of all my own stuff, you know, that yearning for independence can't come without responsibility. So
very true. Very true.
Yeah, very true. What Gabby said, and I've also learned that I am happiest when I fill my schedule up and I just constantly involved in things that the school has to offer and extracurriculars, everything like that. And before, when I came in, I didn't really try to be involved at all. And then once I started getting involved, I tell all the freshmen this at freshman orientation, but your life's just like, is so much more fulfilled when you're like contributing and like taking in everything the school has to offer. So I definitely learned how to like make my experience better.
So being busy is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But keeping a balance, I'm sure, as well.
Exactly.
Because you got to prepare yourself on the academic side, especially if you're going to launch into college. So it's interesting, too. So as you reflect not only on your middle school years and this, really what it takes to be successful in high school, what do you wish that your parents knew as you entered college?
I feel like they might already know that you're just, now it's your time to be independent. But it's kind of maybe hard for them to let go of that. So like just now I'm already seeing like there's still rules implemented that aren't really going to be enforced when I'm in college. Like it's just a rule to just keep things just like organized. Like I can't stay over at a friend's house two nights in a row. And I understand that. It's just because like they don't want me gone forever. But
but at some point you will be.
At some point I will be gone for 3 months at a time. And it's definitely hard for parents to let go of that, I think.
I would say that I'm more ready than they think I am. Like, my mom is like, you don't even do your own laundry. What are you going to do in college? I'm like, I know how to do laundry. Like, I'll do it when the time comes, you know?
Right.
Like, I have learned a lot from, like, being in my house for such a long time. And I think it's now time for me to move on and just kind of be independent and do all my own things.
So where are you guys in the birth order, Gabby? So you're the oldest, and then Dalton?
Youngest.
You're the youngest. And so I'm sure that's an adjustment just for moms and dads to understand, because you're the first launching out of the house.
Right.
And then you're going to be the last launching out of the house.
Oh, definitely. So they're a lot more lenient with me than they were with my sister. It's because they already kind of know how things are going to work afterwards, and it's not the end of the world. So I don't know how it is with Gabby's parents, but
I don't like being the oldest.
Yeah.
Too much responsibility, not enough fun.
I like being the youngest, so.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching you, basically.
Yeah.
On both extremes, really.
And it's also tough because, like, my sister's 11, and she keeps on talking about how much she's going to miss me and all this stuff. And so it's kind of hard when I've been around her for so long to just leave.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure. So as you look forward to college as well, what are you most excited about? What are you looking forward to?
I'd say just, like, meeting new people, because I love doing that. And college is just filled with new people that want to also engage in more conversation and things like that. And, yeah, just new experiences, new people.
I would say this is probably not going to be a popular answer, but rigorous academics. I'm ready for a challenge, and I'm looking forward to branching out in different fields and just trying to see what I like.
Excellent. So with all the success you've had in high school with your involvement and your academics and everything that's going on, are you also thinking about your peers or maybe your younger classmates that are not finding that success? And is there encouragement for families through that, what you've been able to see?
Yeah, I would say that just like if students aren't really pushing themselves, I wouldn't say it's entirely like their own fault, because like, I don't know if I would have pushed myself to take all these AP classes if my mom hadn't been like, you need to do this in order to get into a good school. So if you don't have someone behind you motivating you or kind of mentoring you, I think it would be very difficult to like have success in high school if you're just doing it entirely on your own.
Mm. Right. I'm the same way. My dad was always pushing me because he's just like brilliant and he like knows what he's doing. But I feel like if I didn't have him in my life, I wouldn't be where I am today in my high school career. So I think if people don't have someone pushing them, not too much, but just like kind of getting them on the right path, it's a little easier to fall behind. But I don't think they should be too hard on them for that, just because like high school is hard for a lot of reasons, not just academics. And they might be struggling with a different aspect of it.
And when it comes to, I guess, relationships in high school, are you feeling pressured like, oh, you have to date somebody, or do you have to have that close group of friends, or I mean, what are some of those dynamics that, you know, you wish your parents knew?
For the relationships, not at this school. There's no pressure to date anyone, but I would say the friend group aspect is really important. It's kind of, I would say, hard to just kind of be floating between friend group and friend group. And I feel very lucky to have kind of grown with the same group of people all through high school.
So I came to Classical my sophomore year, and I was coming from a smaller school, which I had always had friends growing up, like Gabby's saying. And so when I came to Classical, it was at first hard for me to adjust to like all these new people, and I just didn't have like my lifelong friends there with me. But as I started to get to know people, like I started to love the transition, and just like I think friends are just like one of the most important aspects of your life. Like now I have great friends that are like always supporting me, and if I didn't have them, like I'm sure my life would be in a different place.
So back to thinking about college, do you both know what majors you're going to have or what maybe what line of studies you're going to be pursuing?
Yeah, I'm interested in political science. So
yeah, I'm also interested in political science. One school I'm looking at has one called a PPE. It's politics, philosophy, and economics. Oh, okay. And I'd be pursuing that if I weren't there. Whereas at a different school, I'd pick up a business major with a minor in poli-sci.
Interesting, interesting. And the big dream, the big goal?
Become a lawyer.
I'm also there, becoming a lawyer. But there's a part of me, too, that wants to become a firefighter.
Okay.
Maybe in some weird universe, I could be a firefighter lawyer.
Isn't that every guy's dream?
That's every guy's dream. I think it's kind of just like, it's always sitting there in my head, and I kind of want to vocalize it, but I don't know.
There you go. Live the dream. Live the dream. So are you guys ready for adulting? What's that look like?
I'd say I'm definitely ready. I've been pretty independent my whole life, and I'm just excited to be able to make my own decisions and, you know, find what's best for me.
I'll say I'm ready, but it was also nice having someone else take care of things for a while. So I think it's like good, but it's kind of bittersweet because my mom does all my cooking and laundry, and now that's not going to be the case. It's kind of a bummer.
Right. Until you're back for Thanksgiving and you bring that big bag with you.
Mom. I'm going to be in Chicago, so I don't know if I can fly with that.
Extra suitcase. Just the dirty laundry. Exactly. Well, as we get ready to close, is there any parting thoughts you have for encouraging families with your high school experience?
Have your kids get involved and figure out what they're interested in. And also, it's important to have like a supportive friend group. And that's pretty much all you need to have a successful high school experience.
Right. And I think it's important in high school for kids to be making their own decisions, just to sum that up. So, experiment with letting go and see how your child does. Let them make their own decisions while they're still under you.
Absolutely. More independence, a little bit at a time. But back to what Gabby was saying, too, that has to come with responsibility.
Right.
Excellent. All right. Well, Gabby and Dalton, thank you for being with us on this week's podcast. And we appreciate the opportunity to spend time with you and learn a little bit more about what it's like to be in high school and get ready to go to college.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at podcast@classicalacademy.com. Subscribe to our channel or leave us a review. Thanks for listening.